33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. The Executive Office for Immigration Review is an office of the U.S. Department of Justice. But you knew that, didn't you? They're responsible for deciding immigration cases. But these days, the decisions are taking longer and longer. We're talking about backlogs growing in the overworked courts. It's become so bad, in fact, it can take up to 2 years just to have a single hearing. And what may exacerbate that problem, a large percentage of the judges currently working are nearing retirement. Diane Solis has been writing about immigration for decades, most recently for the Dallas Morning News. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
Why has there been such a backlog of hearings in U.S. immigration courts?
Well, many believe the courts are basically underfunded and have been for years, and they need judges. The backlog has tripled from a decade ago as more cases have moved into the system, and you haven't seen a rise in the number of judges.
Now, let's talk about some numbers here. Do we know what those numbers are in terms of what that backlog might be?
Yeah, we do. The backlog is now a little over 474,000.
So almost 500,000 cases.
Almost 500,000.
That have not been heard. And as I was saying, an average case taking 2 years to wind up before judge, and some takes five. One quick question here. When we talk about these immigration courts, are we talking about formal courts, or are we talking about basically a low-key hearing that takes place in an office, or could you describe that?
It's considered an administrative affair and an administrative courts, but the courtroom does look like a mini courtroom where there's court benches and there's a digital recorder going of all the proceedings. And the hearings are mostly open to the public.
Does it require the usual sort of coterie of officials who are there, like, for instance, clerks, and you have to do all the filing of documents and that sort of thing?
I think the judges would like many more clerks to help them, as regular judges on the federal bench, for example, have. And there's a great union of immigration judges, and they've been very forceful in describing the challenges and problems, and they call it a life or death situation in a traffic court setting.
A life and death situation in a traffic court setting. That's a very visual image. Diane, explain something to me there. If the problem here is money, are we really talking about politics as usual?
Well, it's actually an unusual situation in that there seems to be a solution that would please both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans. Republicans who say that this long wait is a de facto amnesty could fix it if there were more judges, and Democrats who say that the judicial process doesn't provide due process and in fact may undermine justice could fix it by providing more money.
But so how much more money are people talking about? What, you'd need, what, another 100 judges, if I'm not mistaken?
That's exactly what the director of the immigration courts would like, another 100 judges. But then you have about that many immigration judges who are eligible for retirement.
Oh, okay. So you're really talking about chasing your tail here, and there's no telling where this is ultimately going to end. In fact, has the Obama administration come out with some kind of plan on this, or is there anybody on Capitol Hill who thinks that they have an answer for this?
They have asked for more money in the next fiscal year, and it, you know, remains to be seen whether they'll get it.
Diane, how did it get so bad? What was someone's eye not on the ball here? How do we wind up where we are today?
I think that, you know, you're suggesting the answer there, that someone didn't have the eye on the ball, that people just kind of orphaned these courts for years. And they did so when we dramatically increased the number of agents at the Texas-Mexico border, at the entire U.S.-Mexico border. We doubled the number of agents at the border. But you did not see a doubling of the budget for the immigration courts. So we now have a backlog of pending cases that's triple what it was a decade ago.
Diane Solis, she is a veteran reporter on the issue of immigration. She writes for the Dallas Morning News. Diane, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.